Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprinet News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is...
Don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Let anybody... Take your man.
Did I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprinet News. I'm your host, Jerome. You're listening on BTR, the Ask Kathleen Network, and Esprit Radio. We're here to bring you a week worth of news and information in just one setting. So, again, thanks again for tuning in. If you're listening in the archives, you know we're live at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday, so you can check us out. Now, on this program, Amazon tried to sell its controversial facial recognition system and software to the U.S. government as a way to catch illegal aliens. And Ethiopia, they appointed their first ever female president, and Ford recalls nearly 1.3 million Focuses, that's Ford Focuses if you don't know, because fuel system flaws can cause engines to stall without warning, and scientists have classified 18 U.S. volcanoes as very high threat because their activity and proximity to people. And if you missed it last week, there was an NBA fight that ended with suspensions. We'll talk about that. It was a close game, but we have that. This week in court and much more, but I want to welcome you onto the program. You know what? I'll just go into our first story because there's a lot of news. You know, there's a couple things I wanted to say, but we'll get to that. Now, our very first story, nearly two-thirds of Americans haven't seen their finances improve since 2016. The poorest Americans are more likely to say that they are worse off financially since Trump was elected president 2 years ago, according to a new survey. Now, again, I don't know what to take this study, but two-thirds of Americans haven't seen their finances improve, so go vote. Just wanted to say that. Now, the Dow and S&P plummeted again this week as tech sell-offs and fears of corporate earnings intensify. Now, the Dow plummeted by 600 points at the closing bell on Tuesday, while the S&P fell 84 points. Now, it just means that it erased all of its gains of 2018. It's starting to come back up, you know, from today. So, you know, it's a rocky road, but, you know, I guess, again, go vote. Because that's what everyone's using against you. The markets are stable. The markets aren't stable. And your tax cuts are going to kick in. So there you have it. Now, orders for goods manufactured by the U.S. factories has slowed dramatically in September. That's according to the Commerce Department. Also, the Labor Department said that new applications for unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 last week to still low. It's 215,000, so it's still low, but it rose by 5,000 last week. Now, scientists have classified 18 U.S. volcanoes as a very high threat because of their activity and a proximity to people. Now, the U.S. Geological Survey has updated its volcano threat assessment for the first time since 2005. The danger list topped by Hawaii's Kilauea, which has erupted this year. The others in the top five are Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier in Washington, Alaska's Redoubt, volcano, and California's Mount Shasta. Now, this report may come as a surprise to many, but not to volcanologists. I guess this is what a Concord University volcano expert, Janine Krippner, said. She said that the U.S. is one of the most active countries in the world when it comes to volcanic activity. Nothing there have – it says that noting that there have been 120 eruptions in the U.S. since 1980, 120 eruptions. Now, 11 of the 18 very high-threat volcanoes are in Oregon, Washington, and California. And according to Mike Poland, who's a scientist in charge of Yellowstone Volcano Observatory, he said that there has been a lot of speculation of a super eruption in Yellowstone, but we don't have any indication that Yellowstone is doing anything abnormal. Okay, so file that one away. But that is from someone from Yellowstone's observatory. All right, there you have it on that. Now, Apple and Samsung have been fined millions of dollars for slowing down smartphones as they age in a deliberate plan. Now, the two complex investigations by an Italian antitrust authority, the AGCM, revealed that both firms implemented unfair commercial practices. Now, nobody in the U.S. has fined them for that, but in other countries, Apple and Samsung are actually tampering with your older model smartphones. So when you feel like you need to get a new phone, you might want to think about calling your carrier or whoever you bought the phone from, because they're intentionally slowing it down, apparently, according to the Italian authorities. Now, Google has banned employees from using sexually explicit words in work files and message boards, prompting employee backlash. So files and URLs with words like, you know, the F word in them are now forbidden from being shared around. The automatic filters are being used to stop staff from seeing them, according to the newspaper The Register. Now, staff have accused the firm of being misguided in its attempt to track down and ban the files, but employees are warned that if they behave badly, posting material or comments or making such comments in person that doesn't align with the company's values or that are disruptive to a productive workplace, they could face discipline. So, you know, Google is, and, you know, this is what happens when you're on the internet or you have an internet service provider. They can really scan everything that's on their system. So Google is scanning for certain words and just deleting. So there you have it. Now, speaking of technology news, Amazon tried to sell its controversial facial recognition system to the U.S. government as a way to catch illegal immigrants. Now, a Freedom of Information request has revealed that emails from Amazon that prove that the Seattle-based firm was trying to sell facial recognition technology to the government has now been fully disclosed. Now, here's the thing. When I guess Google has it or they stopped using it and Amazon has it, Amazon tried to sell it. So for all of you guys who are on Amazon's system and has tablets and all of that other stuff, put something over your camera, because if they're selling facial recognition software, they're actually capturing you on your systems, even if your camera isn't on. That's just another public service announcement that I'd like to share, but be careful, Amazon. I don't think the government bought it, probably because the government has their own, but that's a whole other story. We'll go into that later. Now, Ford may recall nearly 1.3 million Ford Focuses because the fuel system flaw can cause engines to stall without warning. So the recall that was scheduled to begin on December 10th covers 2012 to 2018 model cars, with 2-liter four-cylinder engines. So Ford advised owners to keep the gas tank at least half full until the repairs are made. Anybody with Ford Focus? Now, a data sharing app is out of control with almost 90% of free apps on Google Play sharing the details, your own personal details, with companies. Now, Oxford University has released a study that their researchers looked at the almost a million applications in the UK and in the US Google Play stores, and they found most contain third-party tracking, especially news apps for those and those that are targeting children. So when you get an app from Google Play, they're saying that the third-party tracking is exposing your personal information on your phones and on your tablets. So be careful what you're installing on your kids' tablets. Hopefully your kids don't have phones, but if they have phones, watch their tracking there too. Now, Facebook revealed it's removing 8.7 million images of child nudity in the last 3 months, as it revealed a new anti-guest grooming AI software. So the artificial intelligence software, the rollout over the last year, identifies images that contain both nude and children, allowing an increased enforcement of Facebook's ban on photos that show minors and sexualized content. It doesn't mean that they're having sex, but just means that if it's too revealing and there are kids in it, they're deleting it. So they removed 8.7 million images. All right, now salmonella is linked to ground beef sold in major U.S. stores like Walmart, has sickened another 63 people. Now, I did this news story last time, but it brings the total number of illnesses to 120 cases in 22 states. That's according to the CDC. So be careful with ground beef. I don't know. They're not saying that they need to recall it. They're just kind of pretty much saying, hey, we found these, and be conscious of it. I don't know how you can't cook salmonella out, I don't think, but I don't know. We'll just put that out there. Now, Latinos in America are significantly more likely to be victims of violent crime when they migrate from regions with strong Hispanic communities into new areas around the country. This is according to a new study. Now, when Latinos leave regions where they have where they traditionally lived in the U.S., including parts of California, Arizona, and Texas, the rate of violent crime committed against them rises to 35.4% per thousand. Now, that represents 72% increase compared to 20.6% victimization per thousand in regions where Latinos have traditionally settled. That's according to a paper published last month by the Journal of Quantitative Criminology. So what this means in the bigger picture is that when there's a lot of Latinos in the same area, there's less violent crime against Latinos. But when they leave the comforts of their own community, they have more violent crime against them for being Latino. All right, now, I can kind of turn that story to give you a black experience, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I am going to go bring in the commish and see how the commish is doing today. Hey, Kathleen, how are you?
Hey, Rome, I'm good. How are you?
That's good. I'm good. You know, I figured I wouldn't give too much commentary on that last story. I better hurry up and get to the phone lines and see if you were there. I was going to turn a corner, you know.
Yeah.
When you turn the corner.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I'm always
interested.
Yeah, it was going to go someplace because every time I see, like, stories that kind of reflect a black experience, I always think, you know, I kind of feel a little sarcasm kicking in. Like, I think it was, what story was that? It was during the Kavanaugh hearing where they were like, women are just not believed. And even if she's believed, they put less value on it because it's women. And I'm like, welcome to black world, because technically As black people go on the stand and they're witnesses, it's like, yeah, the black guys had the chop shot him, but we didn't believe him until we saw it on film. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome to. So every time I see studies like that or statements, I always think, welcome to black folks' world.
Welcome.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yoga's going to come on in anyway.
You know what it sounds like? Like we are.
Certain ways. We only want to come in your dance, and we want to do your clothing and your hair and your black face and the tanning and all that kind of food.
Yeah, it's almost like we should take their ticket and stamp their hand. It's like, welcome. Like, you just entered the club today. Now, you're only going to be here for a few hours, but don't worry about that. We're going to still stamp your hand. You don't get a free drink coupon because there's nothing complimentary about being in that world.
And it's not coming off either. The stamp is on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you get the stamp on, it ain't coming off. So that's also... That's also welcoming somebody to the black world. It don't come off.
No.
Life-threatening infections have reached record highs in the U.S. States where mosquitoes thrive in warm climates. So cases have been reported in every single U.S. state aside from Hawaii, that health officials in Massachusetts, Virginia are reporting that they're seeing record-breaking numbers of cases where people are getting, you know, sick from mosquito bites. So they're saying, where people don't believe that there's climate change stuff, and now we're getting a lot of mosquitoes, and now people are getting, you know, getting sick because of mosquito bites. Also,
so we have,
you know,
deadly mosquitoes now related to climate change.
Well, having more, when you have wetter and hotter weather, you know, in the north. You know, this way, mosquitoes die off when the temperature drops. But now they're saying since it's warmer and there's a lot of standing water, technically you're just breeding mosquitoes. So they're just not dying off as fast. Oh, yeah.
So these hurricanes and everything in the Caribbean, that's just making it.
Yep. The warm weather. Yeah. That's why so hurricanes are getting stronger because the weather is warmer. I mean, the water is warmer.
Right. The water is warmer.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, you know, last year the flu killed 80,000 Americans and led another 90,000 to be hospitalized. So they're saying the flu shot can be a protection against the virus. Believe washing your hands removes the virus from your skin. So I'm going to say this in a different way. Wash your hands. You know, I just did the salmonella story. People are nasty. Wash your hands. That's a public service announcement I like to share. I can't believe you have to do a news story to tell people to wash their hands.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you're around a place where people are coughing or just at work or at school, wash your hands before you put your hands in your face. Just remember, when you touch something, wash your hands.
And, you know, you have to be so careful, too. Like, I saw something in the store today that really concerned me. I mean, like, really concerned me. And it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but it just was a real wake-up call. So I was in, one of the pharmacy stores, you know, like a Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, whichever one. And while I was in there, I was waiting for the pharmacy to fill a prescription. And I was just walking around looking, and there was this lady in there that I was trying to help. But I looked over at someone, and they were Jerome, oh my gosh. You know you can buy toilet paper, right? And you can buy toilet paper, and it's not wrapped in, the toilet paper roll is not wrapped 12 rolls. Or whatever,
right.
Like see the toilet paper, but it's in a plastic thing. Or you can buy individual rolls of toilet paper that are wrapped in paper. Yes?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, this person was standing in the store unwrapping the paper-wrapped toilet paper and feeling the paper to check out the, I guess, the ply or the two-ply or the whatever, just like unrolling the toilet paper. And I'm like, and then carefully wrapping it back up. You know, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait, so they unwrap the paper just to see if it had two-ply or one-ply?
Took the paper off of the toilet paper and was feeling it up to see whether or not it felt like the right consistency or whatever she was doing. I don't know. But she's sitting there really tenderly unwrapping the toilet paper and then peeling the toilet paper and wrapping it back up. I said, no. If I bought that toilet paper,
and you notice that it doesn't seem to be wrapped really tight. You're like, did somebody use this?
But the toilet paper is never really wrapped that tight, which I noticed because now I'm mesmerized, right? Because I'm like, now, what's she going to do with that toilet paper that she just unwrapped? You know, we're out here on the floor. I get ready to use it. Is she going to tear it off the part that she cut? Or what's she going to do?
Man.
She wrapped it just as carefully it was wrapped initially, and I just was horrified. I should have taken a picture of my own face.
Well, the only thing they can use it for is throwing it around your yard to decorate for Halloween. Because you don't want somebody unwrapping and wrapping, rolling back up toilet paper.
Because where have your hands, you know, just like you people and the folks don't
know,
do like, what's that burn?
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, this was our open toilet paper. Yeah.
So you got to be careful with everything is my point. Everything.
Yes.
That was a new one for me. I had never seen that before.
Hey, and again, our public service announcement for today, wash your hands.
Don't wrap it. Watch your toilet paper.
Yeah, and watch your toilet paper. We'll make those both public service announcements. All right, now, the CDC has revealed that cocaine overdoses has surged in the U.S., hitting a record high. So, in the last 12 months, 14,205 people died of overdoses of cocaine, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, as the drug is increasingly laced with the powerful opioid fentanyl. So, I don't really see cocaine stories. It's just crystal. It's like meth in opioid in heroin, but I did very rarely see cocaine stories. But here we go. Cocaine's back. All right, now, former South Carolina Catholic priest, who is 76, is sentenced to 20 years in jail for taking two schoolboys under the age of 14 across state lines and raping them. I know this is a shocking story. And this is his second sexual abuse conviction. So Waylon Yoder Brown, who's 76, was brought into court in a wheelchair where he's pled guilty to 9 counts of criminal sexual conduct with a minor. In Beaufort County, Carolina, Brown already served 5 years of a 10-year sentence in Maryland for sexually abusing two boys. And Pope John Paul II dismissed him from the priesthood in 2004. After that conviction, he faced up to 210 years in prison for his crimes in South Carolina, but he took a plea deal, and he got 10 years. From 210, they gave him 10 years, but now he's been convicted for another 20 years for two more kids. He's 76, so they figure.
I don't know, neither
do I. And the reason I'm doing the story is because we just can't get so desensitized that we overlook. The Catholic Church has a problem. They're not dealing with it, and we act like, oh, okay, just another priest story. People are still sending their kids to Catholic schools. So deal with knowing that and not dealing with your alone time with your priest or whomever. Here we go.
What?
No. I'm saying, you know how when you send your kids.
A long time with your priest? What you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, when you're sending your kids to them and you're not paying attention because you're sending them to a Catholic church or your Catholic school, and you need to start paying attention to your kids, is all I'm saying. Like, we know that there's way too many.
Yeah.
Of these, there's way too many of these cases for people to actually go around and act like their church is safe for their kids. I mean, it's just too obvious now. And they're not really prosecuting them. This guy's 76, so. Anyway, okay. Now, a reporter who was assaulted by a Republican congressman in Buffalo, he's threatening to cancel his settlement agreement over the lawmaker's continued lying about false police statement. Now, the reporter who was assaulted by a Republican lawmaker, Greg, Gianford, who is threatening to exit their agreement after that congressman continues to misrepresent the incident. Now, if you don't know, I think it was Trump or somebody who actually went up to campaign for him. He's still under investigation for charges or something else. But that guy is he's not from Buffalo. He's the guy from, where was he? Remember Trump just said something about him body slamming a reporter?
Yeah.
What's Nevada?
What?
I said, I don't think it was Nevada, but it may have been. I can't remember what state. But yeah. I think it was Nevada. But Trump was just bragging about this guy. But the reporter is threatening to cancel his settlement agreement because that guy is still lying. So here you go.
He's still lying. I thought he had already confessed to it, took a plea, confessed to it, and everything else.
Yes, he did for his jail sentence. But I guess that he sued, they settled out of court for some undisclosed amount so he wouldn't sue him personally. So they must have settled out of court, and he's thinking about, like, canceling his settlement agreement because the guy is still continuing to lie. So he's misrepresenting the case. And they probably said, if you don't talk about it, we'll settle out of court kind of thing to that guy. But now the congressman is lying. So he's like, yep, since you broke our agreement. Now, I don't know if it was how much money or whatever the agreement was. But he's threatening to cancel it. This would be interesting.
Well,
now, the polling, the polling,
he could probably.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead. He could probably what?
I was going to say, he could probably still keep the money though, because he's the
probably.
Guy is the one that has breached
it.
The agreement.
Yep. So he probably can. Now. The thing that I want to note since we're talking about politics is that it is funny how the polling numbers were starting to say how all these races are narrowing. With less than 2 weeks to go, they're widening back out for Democrats. Nobody saw that coming. I think that when the polls narrow like that, it's because when you do likely voter models, they're saying, oh, this many Democrats aren't going to turn out, this many black people aren't going to turn out, so they're using certain models. Now that they're seeing these record numbers at this early voting, now they're like, okay, well, we were wrong. Like, they're not saying that they're wrong, but they're now adjusting their projections because of that. So there's 12 days left until election and until election day. So it's interesting they're retelling. Now, the black early vote, a black early voting volunteer in North Carolina is menaced by a gun-wielding, heavy tattooed white folks, or white people is what they said, using the N-word, even though the black guy who was a volunteer was a Republican. So police in Charlotte, North Carolina said on Wednesday that Jason Wayne, who's 28, they arrested him for allegedly menacing a black GOP volunteer, I'm not going to say his name, and hurling racial epithets at him at a polling place. That should tell black Republicans something. I just want to say that for the record. He was assaulted by a white man, so white folks, it was two white men in particular, but they're holding a gun, yelling the N-word, and he is a Republican. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to welcome you back in that sense that you sold us out. I'm just saying I don't want to see you get hurt, brother. Just walk away. Just walk away. All right, that's all I got to say about that. Just walk away. All right. Now, you know, air pollution is to blame for up to 33 million asthma-related emergency room hospital visits around the world as particles from cars, factories damage our lung. Now, this is according to researchers from George Washington University and Washington, D.C. They say that more laws are needed to protect people from pollution, which could cause around 1 in 10 asthma-related ER admissions. Now, this story kind of goes with climate change deniers. It's like that stuff is not causing any kind of damage to nobody, right? Climate change people don't like to hear any kind of pollution issues, but yeah. Yeah. Now,
wow.
Now they're thinking there's some new science out. Like there's a new study led by Nationwide Children's Hospital in Ohio. They found that smoke alarms that uses a woman's voice was nearly 40% more effective at waking children up than a high-pitched tone alarm. So there is now, and they've tested this apparently, that you can actually have smoke alarms with your mother's actual voice on it. So she can record a message saying, they're saying that your mother's message is better at waking children up and leading them to safety. So no matter how, now see, here's the joke for me. Yes, you remember those days that you sleep and your mother asks you to do it nicely like three times and then she yells because she didn't wake you up? Of course her voice is going to wake you up. It's like, if you don't get up, it's a fire. Yeah. It'll wake you up right out your sleep, even if she whispering.
Okay, so here's the question, though. Is that for black mothers or is that for white mothers?
Yeah, because I'm going to say I'm going to prefer the tone, but then that's just me. Beep, I want to hear that. Yeah, I'm not sure. They just said women, so they didn't specify. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. But if there was a preference, you know, people have a tendency to listen to their mother and thinking, just 5 more minutes. So your alarm is going to have to echo. You're like, oh, that's my mother. She's like, get up, it's a fire. 5 more minutes. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
But you're going to find out there's a fire.
Oh, no.
Mommy?
You know, get up. It is getting hot here. I'm sorry. Okay, we're gonna get in trouble by somebody, but it is not by me. Can you imagine?
It's late.
It is. So we get this. We need a pass for that. Now, you know what's a weird story? They have thousands of Swedes, people from Sweden, are getting microchip IDs inserted into their hand to swipe into their homes, their offices, and concerts, and even access their social media. So they're being implanted with a microchip that allows them to replace cash to buy tickets or to access venues. So they said the chip is the size of a grain of rice, but they're voluntarily getting implants.
Clearly, they don't have TV bank.
Clearly, they have something else wrong with them. I'm gonna say if your memory's so bad that you need a chip implanted, you don't need to be walking around with a debit card, credit card. You don't need to get a house key. Like you don't need all this stuff. But It just seems like
that
that's just a little
bit much. That's not Chase, though, I'm just telling you. But, you know, Chase has that thing. Remember you saw that commercial with Serena on her jog and she runs back with her keys for the purchase or something?
Yeah.
Wasn't she
No, see, that's fine, though.
She go up to the ATM. She still had to go to the ATM. So
she actually goes to
the
ATM.
Yeah.
See, that's fine. But if you are so lazy that you need a chip in you, then technically you're just lazy. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, you just can't walk around and say, hey, just so I don't have to remember, you know, I did that story a long time ago where they have smartphones and you can swallow a pill or something, and if you come close to it, it'll work for like 30 days and then you have to swallow another one or something like that. But when you ever you get next to your phone or your computer, it would automatically turn on because you swallowed a pill that had sending out a digital. Yeah. It just seems like a bit much. If you're that lazy, just don't use computers, I guess.
But I don't think it's laziness, though. Yet. I really think it's this whole obsession with, you know, basically I'm rich and I can afford it, so why not? So, you know,
it is so doggone intrusive that it's. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so intrusive.
It's
stupid.
If I can, then why not? Just
because
I can.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just seems just dumb. Now, an American passenger is kicked off a British Airways flight after trying to smuggle her cat aboard for emotional support. So the female passenger had the cat inside of a box in her handbag when staff aboard a British Airways flight spotted it, but she did get through security. The cat was quiet for a little bit, but I should have played Black or White. Good Lord, I forgot to cue the music. It was a cat for emotional support. Hey, that's the only game that we could have played because otherwise we know the owner wasn't. we could only play Black or White with the cat. All right.
Black cat.
Yeah.
So she put the cat through the machine because you can't take your back through that.
I just thought about
that.
They didn't
see the cat going through the radar machine. Oh, God help
us! Exactly. I'm thinking. I didn't think about that. So what happened when you got your cat through the radar?
I don't know.
I don't mean to make, like, very ethnic jokes here or anything, but I know they didn't think it was, like, lunch. But thank you very much. Good night. Tip your waitress. So, anyway, to carry a cat through a custom or through the X-ray machine is nuts. I don't know. I got nothing.
Was that in America?
No. There was a British Airways flight. She was an American passenger. So she was trying to, I guess she was trying to bring the cat back here. So did she steal a British cat? And don't you have to still get through customs when you get back here? Wouldn't they have asked
some
questions?
But
you can't bring
it on the plane, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they spotted it before she got on the plane.
I hope so.
But, yeah. They said, no. She made it to the plane. She got kicked off the flight, but she made it through the airport and through the gate. And I thought they might have caught her at the gate, but it says that they kicked her off the flight. So maybe it was just at the gate because she got past security. And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it might have been on the flight. All right. Now, you know, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is accused of being paranoid after claiming that Israel's president is conspiring to have him removed as prime minister. So Netanyahu told a gathering of his, whatever his political party name is, about the alleged plot, which the president denies, and he hit back at him mocking his claims. Now, as crazy as Netanyahu is, now he's like, they're trying to get rid of me. Sound like Donald Trump. I think that's catchy, like when you're arrogant and crazy. It's like, everybody's after me, so I need more power. That was Netanyahu.
Boy.
Yep. So the UN Human Rights Committee said on Tuesday that France's banning of the of a veil, the full body Islamic veil. I forgot what it's called. What is it called? Anyway, they said it's a violation of human rights and would be reviewing the French legislation. So I don't know how this works, but a UN Committee of Human Rights said that it's a violation of human rights. I don't know if they have any power because they violate
it's
human rights in here all the time.
It's a violation of human rights to do what? To stop them from wearing it?
Yes. Because if this is their religious expression, you can't just be like, you can't just undress somebody and say, wear these clothes when you're here. I mean, get a body scanner. I don't know what to tell you. But I don't know. I mean, but, you know, they have some other things going on in France, so I can't be judgmental. But they're saying that it is a human rights violation. I guess it's like illegal search too. You just can't illegally search people just because you are suspicious of them because of their skin or their religion or anything.
And this is now, not travel. This is just anywhere.
No. This is just being in France because they want to ban the full.
Wow.
I guess I don't know what it's called, but it's like the full covering. You know, you cover from face to head to toe. They want to ban them from wearing the whole outfit. That just seems strange, right? I want to ban Catholic priests from being alone in a confessional. Can we get away with that? Can we do this? Yeah. Right? That'll be a separation of religion. But I'm saying if they're banning them in their religious attire, I think we should be able to, once you start that, I think we should just be able to go into the Catholic Church and be like, we want a full, like, a two-way mirror inside of confessionals just to keep an eye on priests. The other person in the confessional.
It wasn't even that they weren't, nobody really said what they were doing. That's the other thing, too. We don't even know how they were doing all this mess. But
yeah, this is true, but.
They just were
right, but that's,
wild.
Yeah, but that's where you get separation from people, right, in confessionals. So long as they keep a two-way mirror on the priest's side so we can see that fool, and then the other person in the confessional can still have the anonymity. We didn't say put a mic in there. We're just saying that we need to see to make sure that somebody's safe when they go into the confessionals.
But we don't want to call the priest that, you know, the fool. I think we want to stay away from that.
Uh-huh. Man.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm just saying, just going to put that out there.
Fortunately, it's not all of them, but it sure does look like it, doesn't it? I'm telling you.
Everybody rakes us over the coal for little stuff, so technically, until they prove that it's not them, I'm just going to have to say the church is protecting them. So now we get to.
I'm definitely there with that.
Yeah, so we definitely have to do our own due diligence when it comes to that stuff. We're just not trusting you because we know the church won't tell anyway. Now, three corrupt Miami police officers or cops were protected drug dealers in exchange for up to $17,000 each. They also let a hitman borrow a uniform. They just got charged in Miami. So the three police officers face federal charges after allegedly taking cash to provide armed escorts for drug traffickers who turned out to be undercover FBI agents. So federal prosecutors announced on Tuesday that the three City of Miami officers received thousands of dollars in payments to protect purported shipments of illegal drugs and drug proceeds, and they also had a uniform and badge provided to someone who said that they wanted to they were a hitman, and the police officer gave them a uniform and a badge because they were supposed to go kill somebody.
And how much did they pay for the uniform and the badge?
See, I don't know. I think
was
they just borrowed it. I'm just joking.
God.
No, the $17,000 each were like for little things. They itemized. They were like, so for this one thing, they paid $5,000 for, and for this other thing, they paid $3,000 for. So they were saying it was up to $17,000 each. So all of them got different payments. I think that was just an average that they got.
Wow.
But yeah, they itemized all these other things. Now, I don't know if you saw this news story, but the New York Times teamed up with actress Niecy Nash to troll scared white folks who had an affection for calling 911 on black people. So it was a satire video promoting an emergency hotline with a real number called 1-844 White Fear. That's WYT Fear. And a customer support directs them to basically sit there, sit their basic butts down and stop the uncalled for calling of police. So it's like a black person on the line, and as the white person explains to them what their problem is, the black person is pretty much like, okay, now breathe and leave them black people alone. Like they're kind of talking them through their little white fear. But it's a satire. But I'm surprised New York Times did this. New York Times teamed up with Niecy Nash and put it's like on YouTube and all these other places. But interesting enough, they had a satire commercial.
And they teamed up with who to do it?
This is the New York Times teamed up with the actress Niecy Nash.
Oh, Niecy. You know what I thought you said? That's why I kept saying it. Like, say what now? I thought you said Stacey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, not Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash would have been calling. If they hooked up with Stacey Dash, she would have been calling. I see black people. That's what Stacey Dash would have been.
Okay.
Now,
Niecy, got
it. Okay.
I like that,
so, it's actually pretty funny and sad at the same time because we keep having these cases of white folks just calling randomly on black people. So they made a whole skit about it.
And it was the New York Times? So like the
New York Times?
New York State? That New York?
Yeah.
Really?
New York Times. Okay. The paper.
Wow. That's
and
right.
So, which is interesting enough, I don't think, white folks actually see how stupid that is. It's just like the whole Megyn Kelly thing. And I know I didn't do that story yet, but... Megyn Kelly.
I just heard the remnant. I couldn't take it, so I didn't even listen. But yeah, I'd love to hear what that was.
Well, unfortunately, I'll pull it, but I didn't bring it for the show because I really don't. I don't think
well,
I was
okay.
planning on doing it. Wait a minute. I think what'd you say?
I said, you don't have to, because I didn't listen to it either. I heard somebody told me, and then when I turned on Good Morning America this morning, they were reporting on it, and that she apologized and all that stuff, and I just turned the TV off.
Well, okay, so we'll go into this. So Megyn Kelly, the host on, I guess it's the Today Show with Megyn Kelly. I don't know what time it comes on, but apparently she has a 2-day suspension, and they're negotiating her being off the air permanently, her buyout. Because they're going to get rid of her. But she had three white folks, Joan Rivers' daughter, whatever her name, Melissa Rivers, and two other white folks on stage with her. And they're sitting at a table. And she's explaining to them why she thinks it's okay for people to be in blackface during Halloween. She said, so if they're doing a caricature, you know, if a black person has, you know, white makeup on and a white person has black makeup on, I don't see what the problem is. And then everybody from Al Roker to Robin Roberts, all these other people on NBC started, you know, commentary about it. Michael Strahan. It's like, who does not know?
Did he agree with her?
I'm surprised he said something. Robin Roberts must have gave him some cover. But he even said something. And you know, she's 50 years old.
They must have paid him to say something. Look, here, Michael, we'll pay you another $10,000.
Michael, we need you to say something. He's like, okay, well, just pay me. I'll say whatever you need.
Yeah, how much are you going to pay me?
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, sorry, Michael. Go ahead, Rome.
So, no, you're right about that. Because even the people who were speaking up, I'm, like, surprised that they are even saying anything. But, you know, she apologized, but she was saying she didn't come out of a world that's politically correct. Fox News is definitely not correct about Jack. So politically is just another thing they're not correct about. But
she's trying to say that Fox News is the world that she came out of? Oh, my God. That's even worse.
She's just saying that she did. Now, you know, honestly, not honestly, I shouldn't say that. That's not a word I want to use. Kelly was at Syracuse University when I was there. Now, I'm not saying that there's not rednecks in that piece, because it is a private school and it is a thousands of people who go to that university. But apparently she went through life not knowing that blackface is came from white folks putting on blackface to imitate black people. She said she didn't know.
She knew.
She really did.
Listen. She probably was the one that called the cops on that guy driving those baby kids he was babysitting. She knew. She just didn't think it was going to be a problem. Look, she was the one that probably felt like, I can be on Fifth Avenue and shoot some black folks and nobody will say anything. I'm adding the black, right? But she knew because she did all the crap that she did over at Fox, and they hired her on CBS.
Exactly.
On ABC. She did all that crap knowingly. So she's like, hey, I can do whatever I want to do too. And they're going to give me a show for it. So what the hell? Let me normalize blackface on TV once and for all.
Yeah. So here's a quick side note to that story. So what she did was, the next day when she came to apologize, of course, they had a bunch of black people in the audience. So So when she apologized and gave her an ovation, and I'm like, you went and paid black people to forgive her on TV thinking that she was going to save her show?
Yeah.
Now, that was staged and infuriating. That is just as bad. Now.
Yeah.
So now you're really not sincere about whatever it is that you're talking about. Like, you're just not sincere. So, you know, but sources have confirmed.
And then they're going to talk about they're going to take the show, but the show, the network did that crap. Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see if this will tone them down. No? Oh, okay, well, I guess we'll have to pay you to get off the air right now. Don't worry about it. We'll bring you back.
Now, sources from the network said that they confirmed that Kelly and NBC are discussing moving her to the network's evening news program and canceling her costly 9 p.m. hour, which has been marred with scandal. Yeah. So on Wednesday night, it was revealed that Kelly's agency, CCA, dropped her as a client. And the cast of House of Cards, including Robin Wright and Michael Kelly, have pulled out of their guest appearance on her show for next week. That's when NBC went and gave her a couple of days off, suspended her show. They're running reruns, and they're negotiating to release her altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But she came under fire on Tuesday after defending white people who wanted to wear blackface on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So,
white people that she was defending will hire her. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what privilege is. She was like, y'all can't hold me. Like, she didn't care about it. So now she hired, she asked Rowan Farrell to sit in, and she's asking permission to have him sit in on the negotiation. This is what the story is now, because he was there for the sexual abuse scandal stuff. And so, you know, she had sexual abuse allegations at Fox. And now in negotiating her exit from NBC, she doesn't want to be there with males. So the guy who the guy who runs NBC is, I guess, the person who's negotiating. So she's asking, could Rowan Farrell sit in on it? And she hired an attorney who settled a case for someone else who sued for being sexually harassed. So now she's like an ultra-feminist, making sure that the men don't take advantage of her. She's doing that in her exit interview. So she says something racist. Now she's like, women need to stick together. You know, this reminds me of Donald Trump. You know, with all of this, I didn't need to talk about this on the show, with all of the bomb stuff going on, the pipe bombs that were sending to all these Democratic people, and they're saying, we need to stick together. Now we need to talk about civility. And it's like, this is coming from your people. So the Republicans are arguing that the rhetoric is so toxic, now there's bombs. And it's like, you can heckle somebody, and that is different than sending a bomb to somebody. So Republicans always have this false narrative, like they're going to be victims. So now they're victims. It's interesting that they're really, really good at this.
But nobody mailed them a bomb. What are they talking about?
Right, right. But now they feel like it was the Democrats, too, that created this toxic climate that's making people wig out. And it's like, no. Trump said that he's going to pay somebody bail or whatever if he hits somebody. And he's the one who bragged about body slamming a reporter that the congressman did. He's the one that says knock them out. And, you know, all of these other things that's inciting violence.
Yeah.
And now they're blaming Republicans. Like they said, you know, Maxine Waters did say that you should shout them down if they're in a restaurant. Yeah, you're heckling them. She didn't say go kick them in the knee. Like, that's just crazy, but they are really good. Yeah, they're really good at creating false narratives. So, you know, there's a speaking of kicking somebody in the knee, the socialite and daughter of the late Washington Redskin owner is found guilty of smashing some Jewish man over the head with her glass purse. Now, I don't know you can have a glass purse, but just 3 days, she Jacqueline Kent Cook, who's 30, pled guilty on Tuesday of disorderly conduct for attacking some guy who's Jewish, and they're saying it was an anti-Semitic attack, but she'll only have to serve 3 days of community service. Like, she really cut him on his over his head with that glass purse, and she got 3 days of community service. Welcome to America. Just wanted to put that out there.
Was she Jewish?
No. He was Jewish. And so she kind of went off on him.
Yeah, no, I know. But I just figured that she got 3 days, so maybe she was Jewish too.
No, she was racist. Or I shouldn't say racist. I don't want to compare the two. But I guess she said some anti-Jew stuff to him too, and then she hit him on the head with a glass purse. Okay. Now, a small Pennsylvania county will pay nearly $5 million to a family of a girl 18 who died from heroin withdrawal while locked up in jail on drug charges. So Victoria or Tori Herr, who's 18, was arrested on March 27, 2015 in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and died after going through severe heroin withdrawal and dehydration while she was behind bars. So they're suing for $5 million. Now, again, if this was somebody black, we wouldn't even hear this case. But
no.
She was on heroin, had a withdrawal in jail, and died, and now they're suing for $5 million. Okay.
I bet they get it, too.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to pay them off.
I hope they really do. But I get your point.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not for anybody being neglected at any time, but it's just interesting to me. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Now, a California man who's 23 set his parents' house on fire while attempting to kill a venomous black widow spider with a blowtorch. So, according to Fresno's fire department, he was that terrified of a spider that he actually used a blowtorch and burnt their house down.
But
or set it on fire. He didn't burn it down. Which
I would have warned, though, is venomous. because I don't know. I think I'm on his side on this one.
You're like, any means
as
necessary.
As soon as you said venomous, I'm like, hey, whatever. You do
like,
what you gotta do, buddy.
Yeah, he could have used a wrecking ball. Like, he whatever can get up, get at that spider, Kathleen is with him. Yeah, so you have an ally.
Yes, I will defend you on that one. Call me. Pro bono.
Oh, no.
I'm in.
Oh, no. All right, so, you know, the world has just 6 species of tigers left in the world. That's according to a new report that came out. They're saying the number of big cats that still roam free are fewer than 4,000 tigers left in the wild. But in their effort to protect them, they've been hindered by disagreements over the number of species. Now, again, if there's only 4,000 tigers, what do you care what species of tiger there
are?
They're like, that tiger is an Asian tiger. Like, we need to know what your background is. They're going to kill you and do a DNA test and be like, we need to have more of y'all. Yeah. All right. Before I go to our last story, you know, is there any stories that I missed or something that you want to bring up, Kathleen?
Which one was it? Well, go ahead. Let me think, because it was something I wanted to talk about, and I'm trying to remember that one.
Okay. Well, you know, there's 2 stories. Like, one, you know, a great grandmother who's 93 marries a younger 86-year-old boyfriend 2 decades after being widowed. She said she thought she'd never find love again. So the widow. I never heard people refer to this as an old thing. Remember they used to call somebody like the widow somebody? But it says in the news story, widow Dorothy Williams, now 93, of McComb, Michigan, married someone who's 86 years old last month after meeting at a dance class 3 years ago. Now, again, I'm not married, but if they are still getting married at 93, I got a lot of time. Just want to put that out there. I'm not really worried about all that.
Don't
yeah, okay,
even,
my bad. Anytime I see Harrison Ford do another Indiana Jones at like 80, I always think, I got a chance to be an actor. I got a lot of time. He's still playing Indiana Jones. That's where that was going. I always think that way. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's not out of limit, you know, out of my range. Cool. He's 76 playing Indiana Jones, jumping over cars and stuff. That's okay. I can work that out.
Well, I do actually think that I could still be an actress, actually. So I don't know. I might have to go with you on that one. But
I'm just saying.
To get the married one, though. That's just like so typical, dude. Forget it.
Hey.
On principle, I can't go with you on that one.
You
man.
Can't go, yeah, because you never want to wait that long. I'm just saying, like, just because you never mind. I'm gonna let that go. All right, so something that I thought, okay, now this story is something that I thought was a cultural thing. So I didn't know that this had a beginning date, but you know, the woman who created. The green bean casserole, she died, 92. I thought just all white folks just made green bean casserole. I didn't know that that was something that somebody just made up generally. So they're saying that the, I guess it's Dorcas Riley, she's a former manager at Campbell Soup's corporate kitchen, was the inventor of the iconic, that's what they say, holiday side dress. For white folks, because it's not iconic in black folks' home that I know of. They said she died in New Jersey on October 15th. She was 92, but she created the green bean casserole. So if you want to impress your friends at work, it was, what is her name? Dorcas Riley. Just impress them by saying that you know something about green bean casserole. That's all. That is all. Nothing else. Nothing else to see here.
That's Dorcas. Dorcas is that's a white woman's name? That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dorcas.
She was 92, so I guess they, yeah. She was 92. So I don't know what that means, that Dorcas is, I don't know where she was from or anything. I would like to know that, though.
I think we should do her DNA test.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to know what neighborhood she's from. It's like Dorcas. You know, she was over there on, she was from the project. Dorcas. Yeah, everybody know her.
I think Dorcas might be passing, though. I don't know.
Think it might be what?
But I think she might be passing.
Oh, that's true. No. I saw a picture of her. She ain't passing. And you know why we know? I could have played black or white on this one. You know why
you
we
sure
know she's not black?
Why?
You know why?
Casserole.
What? Exactly. She made green bean casserole. That was the big giveaway right there. Even if she was trying to pass, as black, we would have known.
She ain't black.
Yeah.
With a casserole?
Yeah. Once she said, taste this, and you was like, she's not black. Stop the music.
But I don't know, but just one thing might have got her. Did it have ham hocks in it?
Nope. There had no fat meat in it.
It
was not even seasoned with bacon. I don't know what you put. I forgot what the ingredients was because I glanced at it, but there was no meat in it.
Oh my God. Jerome did not kick me off your show.
Hey, I'm just saying. We all know. I mean, that's a given. We need to have something in there. All right.
Remembered my story.
Okay.
Now, you're not going to believe, actually, that this is the story that I have. You're not going to believe it. But the story that I have is I read it in a little CNN blurb that Maine, the state of Maine, is encouraging people to move to the state of Maine because they don't have enough residents in Maine. And they don't have enough, particularly younger people, to come in and move into the economy and stuff. So they are helping people pay off their student loans if you agree to go to Maine. Or if you went to school in Maine and agree to stay there, they are helping people pay off their student loans. So, like, whatever you paid in your student loan, let's say you had to pay $2,000 in the year of 2017 for your student loan, they will deduct that entire $2,000 from your taxes. So if you owed $2,200 in taxes, you will only have to pay $200.
Man.
So I just wanted to let you know that story because I'm relocating tomorrow. I'm packing it up. And Maine is cold, but know, that's where I'll be.
If we can't find you, you're gonna be in Maine. Oh, okay. Okay. Just
M-I.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I'm on my way. I'm back.
There
right
you go.
Now.
Hey. Well, here's the thing. And speaking of relocating, you know, Ghana is having their Return Home 2019 campaign happen.
In 2019. Yes, I know.
Yes. So for those people who are black who don't want to go to Maine, Ghana is making an easy visa process for you to go to Ghana, and if you stay there, I don't know how many years that you have to stay, and they're saying you don't have to stay. You can just come and visit, but if you stay, you'll be able to apply for citizenship, and they're going to fast-track your citizenship. It's their Return Home Initiative for 2019.
Well, will they pay my student loan, though?
That's going to be Maine. Maine via Ghana. You can go to Maine, get your student loan paid off, and then go home. That's what they're saying. Now,
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I am trying to get to Ghana. My church is doing a trip to Ghana for 2019, and I'm going back to Africa with the pastors, but I don't think they're going to Ghana, so I may stay a little longer and fly over to Ghana from South Africa or from Kenya, but I am going to go. I have to go. And so if I don't come back from Ghana, check Maine first,
And mm-hmm. if I'm not in Maine, I'll be in Ghana.
Now, I don't know if I told you this, but I actually have a friend in Ghana, or he's in New York City, but they bought a school in Ghana, and he's from Ghana, and they're naming their computer room after me. Did I ever tell you that story? But
no.
I just want to shout those guys out, and I may have to go to Ghana. Yes, I didn't know if I probably never tell stories like that, but shout out to Mr. Bani Amisa.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So, do they
well,
need any
you know.
Teachers, though? Do they need any teachers? You can't
hey,
just drop that story and not try to give us a job.
I can hook everybody up. So, you know, the 6 degrees or probably like 2 degrees of separation for Jerome is still in effect. I have some friends in Ghana, so we could actually make a time of it. And actually, I actually know a couple of other people who went to Ghana like last year. One's a nurse. Actually, both of them are RNs, and they actually went on a mission and went to Ghana specifically. So, hey, I might have. I've never been there.
We have to take this offline so we can plan a trip to Ghana. And I asked,
Ghana.
Like, seriously, we need to go. 19.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There's nothing like going on a trip with a tour guide. And hey, you know what? As I'm talking to the rest of the audience that's out there, I see my cousin Adria on the line. Adria, if you want to go to Ghana with us, we might as well just plan a trip. Because she's trying to get me to Houston.
Let's just do it like right now. I'm going to call you tomorrow and we're going to get the thing ready so
you're
people can start paying now and we can go. Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll have to plan that out.
Okay.
All right, so I want to thank everybody from listening to the program today. Kathleen, do you have any final words that you'd like to shout? Would you like to shout out Megyn Kelly or the Trumps or Melania or somebody before we go off?
No, you know who I'm going to shout out? I'm going to shout out. Eric,
the people of Maine.
I was gonna shout out Eric Holder, but I'm gonna put Eric Holder on hold, and I'm gonna shout out President Obama because he said something that was so funny the other day. He was like, "Look, Democrats are trying to be so analytical and all deep and all the kind of stuff." He's like, "What's wrong with this? Just vote. That's what you gotta do. Get all the deep stuff. Just vote."
Oh yeah.
I was like, my man.
Hey. You know, I go like hot and cold on that, you know, just saying just get out and vote because we have to vote for something. But this time I'm saying to everybody, just get out and vote because everybody knows who not to vote for. I don't think
you
we
know.
Have to even pierce like the whole what somebody stands for thing. We need to vote and you know who you need to vote for and you know who you need to vote against. So I think it's obvious by now. If I have to tell you, you have really not even been in the country for that long.
But we'll,
I mean, I think
we'll
even
tell you anyway. So call back next week.
That's true.
Don't worry
hey, if
about
you
it.
Need to,
I ain't
if
proud,
you need to know,
no condemnation. We'll
yeah,
tell you.
If you need to know by Tuesday, call in or listen to us in the archives on Monday night because technically we are going to be able to we're going to give you some insight. On who, you know, who to vote for or who not to vote for. Either one.
Yeah.
We'll help you out. All right.
Yeah.
On that note, you know, actually, and I don't have no shout out. So, just want to shout out my girl, Adria, and my cousin Sierra, who has a birthday coming up, but I'll shout her up next
week.
Happy
birthday.
Shout her. Hey, Cece, happy birthday. Because I know, I'm probably going to miss this before they actually leave me and go on a cruise, but I'm not going to even say that. I'm not mad at them. I got yelled at by the way, Kathleen, about that. So since I'm not going,
I said,
all right, have fun guys. All right. And we will see you again next week, 11 PM Eastern Standard Time at Kathleen Network. Check us out on BTR. You're listening to Esprit Net News. See you guys next week. Later, Kathleen. Later, Commish.
Later, Rome.
All right.
Have a good night. Thanks for having me.
Yep. All right. Thanks for joining.